we're looking for a place in Africa today whose name translates to the City of Cool Waters. It's now the largest city in East Africa. Used to be a swamp, though. Then the British developed it as a supply depot for Uganda Railways. There's a lot to see in this capital city, and there's a fantastic game reserve about 15 miles away. The city's also a major center for culture and music, especially hip-hop music. No surprise, then, that the city's planning to host a major concert at the end of this year to raise money to fight famine. We'll give you just about a minute plus to come up with today's answer. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Now, music by Africans for Africans. A major concert is planned for the end of this year to fight famine and to pressure African governments to do the same. The performers will include some of Africa's top musicians. The name of the organization behind the event pretty much says it all, Africans Act for Africa. The concert will be staged in the city that we're looking for in our geo-quiz today. The city is the capital of Kenya. It is Nairobi, the city of cool waters, and the answer to our quiz. A shout-out now to Jennifer in Murray, Utah, Nick in Cascade, Washington, and Lauren from Bangor, Maine. They were selected from our pool of correct answers today in the GeoQuiz texting game. If you want to play, please do. Just text GeoQuiz to 69866. Now, about that concert in Nairobi, here's a sample of some of the performers.
Hi, we are the Villagers Band from Kenya.
Hi, my name is Della. I'm a singer from Kenya.
Hi, I'm Julie Gishuru. I'm a TV host from East Africa.
Hello, Africa. My name is Sarah Mitaro, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Kenya. I'm saying, let's act for Africa.
That's one of the headliners at the concert, singer-songwriter Sarah Mitaro.
Everything about me was cool until you came up. Everything about me was gangster till you came up. I hid everything together until you came up. Nilikuwa na mipango yangu until you came up.
Sarah Mitaro is helping to put together this benefit concert. She says the idea came from her producer, David Muthami.
The idea that he had was to put together a concert over the next 5 years. The reason is because in 1984, I think it was the first concert that was done for the famine in the Horn of Africa. And we are still dealing with hunger. It's been about 20 years plus. It's wrong for children, mothers, fathers to be dying because of a lack of food in a time when there is technology, when we can tell when there will be rains and when there will be no rains. And so it's citizens standing and saying that they want to, one, raise money for sustainable solutions. Africans saying we can do this, we can make a difference. And also holding our governments to account by looking at them and saying, we voted you into parliament. We are the ones who put you there. We need to do something about it. You cannot ignore this anymore. Famine, hunger cannot be something we look back at in the next 10 to 15 years.
We should say that the governments of African nations are going to be meeting next week, I believe it is, to talk about the donation of more funds to fight famine. Yes. Is that not, in your view, sufficient? I mean, why is it that musicians are coming to the fore?
I mean, why do we have to wait for there to be a drought and a famine for them to meet in Addis next week at the African Union? Why do we have to wait for things to get this bad for African governments to meet and lobby and give money? It should be something that we are considering. We are thinking about over the next 10 to 15 years. What would be ideal for me as an African, as a Kenyan, as a citizen, is that they're meeting to say, in the next 3 years, there will be a drought. What can we do to prevent it? How can we build dams? What can we do as far as agriculture is concerned? These are the kind of conversations we are hoping for, because we do not want damage control anymore. Why don't we do something different? And that's what basically we are asking.
So I guess this depends on the power of the musicians, the power of getting the word out. And as you say, there has been some money raised through something called M-Pesa. What is that?
M-Pesa is actually a medium in Kenya where you can use your phone to send money from one person to another or from your account to somebody else. So it's an easy way to send large amounts or even small amounts of money by just clicking on your cell phone, like sending a message, and then you send an amount of money. So I can tell you they had hit $1 million in the first, I think, 2 to 3 days. Then this is from people sending money. The target is 1 billion Kenya shillings. They have already surpassed the 500,000 Kenya shillings. I'm not so sure what that is in dollars, maybe 4 or 5. I'm not so sure. But that's the kind of money that they're talking about. And it's not been done before. People have not contributed this large scale to their own country. And it's a statement. It means that people are interested in ensuring change and they want to be part of the process.
The figures we have just for the conversion are that the text message hotline that was established raised more than $2 million from individual donations, each averaging about $3. There is not a kind of a tradition in many parts of the world, as there is here in the U.S., for individuals to give money for certain causes. Did this surprise you, the individual effort in Africa?
There's a yes and no dimension to that question. I was not surprised because just looking at Africans, they've reached a place whereby we want to do something about the situation on our continent. It means that people are tired. They want to be part of the change. And surprised, yes, because I don't think we ever expected for it to be this fast, this turnover, and that amount that fast. The availability of technology on a large scale, especially the mobile technology in Africa, has meant that people can send each other messages, that revolutions have now become not something that we dreamed of, but part of our day-to-day life, because we have accessibility in many areas and in many ways, as compared to 1984 when very few people had cell phones. Now everybody, I'm telling you, maybe 80% of Kenyans have cell phones, because it's become the thing to bank with, the thing to use with, so they can communicate. And that has meant that they're more informed, they're more knowledgeable, and they're more interested in change.
So you're among those musicians who are converting this desire to change and to establish sustainability and sustainable development to try and rid the continent of famine. You're one of those who's lending your voice to the effort. Tell us about what you're planning on singing for the concert.
Basically, the idea of having many African artists together, standing and singing with one voice, it's a dream come true. It's getting many people to sing and say that we can sing for our continent, we can do something for Africa. And we're hoping that this is a statement that our children's children's children will remember for a long time, that the future of this continent is in their hands, and that we can't just sit by and ignore what is happening. We can do something about it. About what I'm going to sing, wow. Do you mean like what song will I sing?
Yeah. You know, you don't have to sing it now, but if you want to, I'm not going to dissuade you.
I guess when you're a musician, you secretly expect it. Right. I probably will sing a song that I sang before, which means I shall not waver, I shall not faint, I shall stand until the justice is done. The words of a leader, the unbroken spirit, which means a lot to me, especially during this time. And that's what it says in Swahili as well.
You're so good, Sarah.
Okay. You're welcome. I shall not waver, I shall not faint, I shall stand till the justice is done. The words of a leader, the words of a fighter, the words of a brother, the unbroken spirit. Nitaendeleza, nitajivunia, nitasimamia haki na usalama. The words of a leader, the words of a fighter, the words of a sister, the unbroken spirit. Something like that.
Something like that. Really nice to have you on the program. Yes. And thank you for
singing. Very much for having me.
That's Kenyan singer-songwriter Sarah Mataru. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a great weekend.